Thank you very much, Mr. President, and thank you for being here and making it a priority to be with us today. I've remarked many times that this is an all-hands-on-deck approach. Local government, under Mayor Kenney's leadership, our state government, and our federal partners working together to get I-95 reopened. I need you to know that in the first hours after the bridge collapsed, after this tragedy in our community, President Biden and the White House were on the phone to us, saying, "What do you need? We are here for you." You heard the President outline the resources that are going to come to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania to rebuild this critical artery. It's not just the resources, though, that the President has delivered. He's helped us cut through the red tape. He, together with Administrator Batt, Mayor Landrieu, have provided incredible leadership. And so, Mr. President, I want to say thank you for making us a priority, and thank you for delivering for the good people of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and this nation. We appreciate you so very much. The President correctly talked about all the different teammates we have in this process. And I need to say a special word about the men and women of organized labor who are rebuilding this roadway. The Philadelphia building trades, all of our union tradesmen and women, are doing an unbelievable job. Mr. President, in a moment, you're going to meet Gregory. He's with Local 542. He's an operator. Gregory just got off his shift, and instead of going home to sleep, Mr. President, he came here to see you and talk about the work that he and his colleagues are doing. These are special people working their tails off. And Mr. President, they are working 24/7, literally around the clock. They're working together with my team at PennDOT, led by Secretary Mike Carroll, who's doing an incredible job. You know, Mr. President, Secretary Carroll's got a real nice office in Harrisburg, but he has not left his post here in Northeast Philadelphia overseeing this work. And Mr. Secretary, we appreciate your incredible work. And we all owe a debt of gratitude to our first responders, Philadelphia Fire, our state police, our Philadelphia police, everyone in law enforcement together with PEMA, represented here by Randy Padfield, my director of PEMA, and our state police, represented by Colonel Paris, who's with us. Our first responders have been truly awesome. I hope this tragedy has shown everyone that Pennsylvania can do big things and that we are tested. We are able to meet this moment. And to me, this reconstruction on 95 is a great example of what's great about Pennsylvania. Our innovation meets our grit, and we work together to get this done. I also sense, even if you're not out doing the work of our tradespeople on the road, or doing the hard work in our federal government or our state government, folks here in Philly have a real renewed sense of civic pride through this project. Hell, they were watching a live stream at Xfinity Live last night while they're eating 95-cent wings. There's something special happening in our community, people coming together. Now, don't get me wrong, I know that motorists are hurting and business owners are hurting, but right now this community is coming together and lifting up those workers and making sure that they know we are supporting them. Folks, I can now talk a little bit more about the progress that we're making. And I can tell you now, I can state with confidence, that we will have I-95 reopened within the next 2 weeks. We are going to get traffic moving again, thanks to the extraordinary work that is going on here by these union trades workers. Mr. President, Senator Casey, Senator Fetterman, Congressman Boyle, we are so grateful for the incredible support that the federal government has provided us. We're proud to be your partners. We're proud to be on the same team with you. Mr. President, you know, and the First Lady knows maybe a lot better than you, this is a sports town. She loves her Philly sports. We love our Philly sports. This is our championship, and we are getting it done here in Philly.